Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's Monday and it's February. What the fuck is going on? I feel like, to be fair, from what I've heard from multiple people, I'm on the side of things where I thought January went really fucking slowly. Like, that dragged so long. But then I had loads of people, well, I've seen loads of people say that that actually went really quick. But regardless, it's now February and it's already February the 6th. So it's that classic case of now all of these months are just going to go flying by, which I hate. I literally hate that feeling. But the day I'm recording this is a great day. It's Sunday. It's the Happy Valley finale. So by the time you're listening to this, it will have already happened. I've literally been binge watching the first 2 series again, just leading up to this point, because there was so much time between season 2 and season 3 that I knew I was going to be watching season 3, but I kind of forgot like what happened in season 2. And if you've not watched Happy Valley and you need something to watch, go on BBC iPlayer right now. This is not sponsored by BBC iPlayer, but, you know, if they do sponsorships, I would love to be sponsored by BBC iPlayer. Happy Valley is such a good one. It's like crime, but it's kind of like funny. It's like lighthearted, but also like not. Like, the storylines are really good. Season 2 for me was definitely the best. It had like so much drama and tension and so many characters that like stressed me out. If you like programs that kind of stress you out, which saying that out loud sounds really weird, but you know what I mean, that kind of suspense and anxiety around the characters and the story and like where it's going to go and stuff, Happy Valley is so good. And I love the main actress in it, whose name currently escapes me, but she's so good. I think, is she from Manchester? Like, her voice, I'm not sure. I think she's from up north though, and people from up north, when they speak like this, like, I don't know. It just makes it an easy watch, you know? And also, not only is it the Happy Valley finale tonight, it's another episode of The Last of Us. Is it the last episode of it? Of that? I don't think it's the last one. Or is it? I'm not sure. Anyway, it's just another episode. And again, if you're watching that last week's episode, I was bawling my fucking eyes out. Like, I feel like if you've watched it, you'll know. I won't try and ruin it for people, but like, where did those characters come from and why have they impacted me severely? Why do I need to be a gay old man? Like, the storyline just really hit home of being like, oh my god, is someone gonna take care of me if something bad happens to me? Like, honestly, I was in tears, and it was really like unexpected, which I hate, because you know when you're watching something and I didn't expect to feel all of those emotions. Like, it was crazy. And again, the fact that I started watching The Last of Us, if you've watched my Get Ready With Me on YouTube, I think it was one of my most recent ones. I just wanted something to watch and like put on in the background, and it just came up on Now TV. And I was like, okay, like, I don't know what this is, but I'll watch it. And now I love it. And I hadn't realized it's also based on a game. Like, my friend was like, Yeah, because I'd seen people talking about how they know what's going to happen, and I was thinking, there's only been like 2 episodes. I'm really confused why it has so much hype already of like people knowing it's going to be so good and stuff like that. But apparently it's based on a game, and the correlation between the game and the movie, apparently it's spot on. Like, is correlation the right word? I'm not sure. But yeah, so that's, I had no idea that was even a game. I've just been enjoying the program. So again, another thing, if people are interested in something to watch, I had a few people ask me how I'm watching it. But yeah, on Now TV. And that's what I'm going to be doing tonight. My friend's coming over and I'm making us a chicken curry with some naan bread. And we're going to watch Happy Valley and The Last of Us. Like, there's such good things to watch tonight. Good food, good company. Like, I've been very excited about this evening, considering yesterday, which was a Saturday, I was in a pit of anxiety and just hungoverness like all day, which has kind of inspired this episode, because I was so drunk on Friday night that I woke up on Saturday and genuinely like was scared to look at my phone. I impulsively felt the need to apologize to like my friends and stuff, and I like couldn't face a thing. I never really bring my duvet onto the sofa because I don't know, I just don't really do that. That's something that I used to do when I was younger, but as an adult, like, I don't really do that. I needed to do it. I didn't want to stay in bed all day because in my mind that just felt bad. So but I needed my duvet and just to be wrapped in it and to lie on my sofa all day rather than my bed and just try and forget what I'd done the night before, although I kind of had forgotten, but not intentionally. Yeah, it was one of those ones. And the thing is that I went out on Friday with the intent of getting really drunk because I was in such a foul mood. It's a long story, so I feel like I'm just going to need to get into it, aren't I?
Any questions? It's normal. It's fun. Talk about this stuff. Nothing is going to be off limits.
All right, let me set the scene, okay? It's a Thursday. There's been some sort of like built up tension in my life. I'm going to go ahead and just say it. And on Thursday, something happened that just was a final straw for me, sent me into like a spiral, a downward spiral. And I was just in a foul mood just from Thursday night onwards. So it then got to Friday and I already had plans. I was going to like an event and I was going out for dinner with my friends. I made myself look quite nice. I don't know if that was subconsciously or just whenever I feel a bit shit, I don't know why, but making yourself look good just made me feel like a bit better. I was like, okay, I'm going out tonight and I feel good about the way that I'm looking. So already I was in the mood to cause mayhem and chaos, but my mood was still the only way. I kept describing it as venomous. Like, I'm not joking. I had also made some margaritas, and I've not actually had a margarita in a while. But as my pre-drink, I made a spicy margarita. Tequila does always get me like a bit riled up anyway, but I had 2 before I left for this event and I was feeling it. And then I got to the event and I don't know what came over me. I don't know if it was because I was drunk, sort of like, well, tipsy or whatever, but people were coming up to you just being like, hi, Rachel, are you okay? How are you? And I was just like, from the offset, telling everyone, I just felt venomous. I was in a bad mood. Like, I need a drink. Help. Like, it was to people that I didn't even really know. It'd be like, you okay? I was like, I'm feeling really venomous. And it was like, oh. Like, everyone must have thought I was a complete freak. Like, I don't really know what I was doing, what I was saying. It genuinely is like a massive blur of, I think I was just blinded by rage and alcohol, which together is a terrible, terrible combination. But I kind of set myself up for it. Like, I kind of went out with the intention of doing that. And then after the event, we went for dinner. And I'm pretty sure I was just ranting about what was making me angry, like, all night, just like wanting advice and like opinions and stuff. But it got like, I woke up the next day thinking like, oh my god, did we actually talk about anything else, or did I make that whole evening about me and the way that I felt? So I apologize to like Hannah, Mads and Millie. I just woke up and I was like, I'm really sorry. Like if last night I made it all about me and my problems, like I'm so sorry. Like I can't remember like talking about anything else, and now I feel really terrible. And obviously they assured me that like it was absolutely fine, but it was enough. Like the beer fear that I had the whole of Saturday, and just the anxiety, and just of like, what the fuck was I talking about? And like, how did I behave? And just like, how was I treating people? Like, I suddenly don't want to drink again. And I say that with the biggest, or like the littlest, like pinch of salt, like, I'm sure I will be drinking again. But it's moments like this when you just think like, is it worth it? Like, was it really worth feeling that way? Because I don't know what I said, or like really what I was doing. And when I came home after the drinks, when I came home after being out, I actually don't even want to know what I was saying or texting, or like who I was texting. Like I said, okay, I was in the mood to cause chaos and mayhem, so take with that what you want, and you can just guess like what I was doing and like the kinds of people I was texting and just wanting to do. Oh my god, literally, I'm never drinking again. Like I hate sometimes, like especially if I'm in a mood like that, I just hate the person that I become. It's not worth it. It's actually not me. Like it's not me. And I actually just hate feeling angry, period. Like it's such a draining emotion to feel, like especially when it's towards someone or like a situation. It's so much better to just like protect your peace and like let it go. And that's like kind of like what I was trying to do with the situation and the way that I handled the situation. But then like my response to protecting my peace was therefore to just like go out and get drunk and vent about it. But I think maybe it was necessary. I'm going to tell myself it was necessary, because now I feel kind of okay about it. It's more just like, I'm like contemplating the whole drinking side of things, being like, right, well, I don't want to do like that again. I feel better about the situation, but I don't feel better about the way that I was while I was drunk. And I'm starting to think maybe it's time to hang the socks up. Is that the phrase? Hang the socks up, like give it a rest. Because there's just nothing worse. Like I literally couldn't look at my phone all day. And I was worried that the people that I was talking to last, like the night before, were going to message me. And you know, when you get that text being like, they obviously probably gathered that you were quite drunk. And then they message you to be like, how's the head this morning? And then you therefore have to click on the conversation and you sort of get a glimpse of what you were saying. I can't face it. Like, oh my God, I literally feel sick even thinking about it. Like, and I'm sure someone listening right now is thinking, oh my fucking God, like you can relate. Well, I'm really hoping someone can relate, because I can't do this anymore. And if I'm also being honest, like from a more, you know, healthy side of things, I feel like not drinking, I noticed like it's so annoying. And you know, when it's just, it's one of those things that I hate that it's true. I like when I successfully once upon a time did do a dry January, I noticed like the biggest difference in just like the weight that I lost, like in my face. I hadn't quite realized how much like drinking a lot. And that's actually not to say that I drink a lot. I definitely don't drink as much as I used to. And I really am, not just over January, but just as a lifestyle, I'm trying to limit myself to just drinking at the weekends. Because before I would like just have wine with dinner during the week and stuff like that. And sometimes one glass leads to like two or three fucking bottles. You know what I mean? But, you know, and like during the week, that's like kind of unnecessary. You know, at the weekend, fine. So like, that's what I've just been trying to do. But when I did used to kind of have that lifestyle, like the one that I mentioned previously, like drinking during the week, like when I stopped doing that during a dry January, yeah, towards the end of January, the first couple of weeks didn't really notice much of a difference. But then like in the third and the fourth week, just the weight that I lost, like from my face, I was like, oh, like I see, like, there really is obviously some benefits to not drinking, and it really does contribute to, like, weight gain and weight loss. And also, just as you get older, your organs don't necessarily repair themselves as well as they do when you're younger, and you can, like, go out all the time and black out, and your liver and your kidneys, like, they're still in, like, self-repair mode because you're younger, but as you get older, not so much. So just for, like, health reasons as well, I'm just suddenly thinking, like, no good comes from blacking out and not knowing, like, what you're doing and how you're acting, because you just wake up. And also, I when I'm hungover, and I feel like most people can relate, like, I just want to eat shit, like, all day. And then I do really regret doing that. I'm just like, oh, God, that wasn't worth it. But, like, at the moment, it was necessary. But, oh, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I need to, like, vent this out, and, like, I just need reassurance that, like, you guys have also had those nights where you've just probably got way too drunk, emotionally stimulated, like, in a bad way, and that together is just not good. And if that was also you this weekend, and you're listening to this Monday as this goes live, and you're thinking to yourself, thanks, Rachel. I was trying to forget that I did that this weekend, and here I am, first thing on a Monday morning, reminding you of that. But don't worry, I'm also doing it to myself right now, and reminding myself that I was literally out of control on Friday. But I did ask you guys on the Rated R Instagram to send in the last time that you guys, you know, got too drunk and woke up with chronic beer fear and anxiety, and, like, why that was. And I've just opened up to see the responses.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I love it when this happens and I ask a question like this, and you guys have been, like, the most interactive on this question, which already is making me feel a lot better. But before we jump on to your guys' responses and what you've said and the examples, just a little update on the podcast. I'm totally changing the subject right now, just for this moment. I had such a great brainstorm meeting with my management the other day, just about the podcast. And, you know, wanting to get back into the swing of things of interviewing, because I feel like that's just really going to help me on my, what's the word I'm trying to say? Oh my God, why can't I remember the word? What do I want to do with my life? What do I want to be? A presenter. There we go. Sorry. Really going to help me just with skills when it comes to doing presenting. Like, I feel like interviewing is a big part of that. So I just want to know, if I was to do a season 3, like, just, you know, I like to break it up into seasons sometimes. Would you want it to be all interviews, or, you know, dotted with interviews and still have the random ones like this right now? Like, the fact that this one's called I Hate Beer Fear So Much is, you know, it's just my, like, thoughts out loud. Do you know what I mean? Like, my vents, because obviously I do say on these episodes I really need these kind of things, because they're like my self-therapy sessions. So if you still want me to keep doing these with interviews thrown in, because we've made a list of the guests that we want to have on, and I just think they're so interesting and you guys are going to love them. I actually think we have a guest next week for Valentine's Day, like a Valentine's Day special, which I really hope you guys are going to love and enjoy. So yeah, let me know if, like, for season 3, you want it to just be all interviews, to just, like, mix it up a little bit, or, you know, interviews with these, like, self-therapy venting pods thrown in, let me know. But right, we're now going to go on to the fun part and the part that's probably going to make me feel better. And if you're in the same boat as me, going to make you feel better as well, is your guys' submissions. Just reaffirming that I'm not alone in this anxiety boat today.
Nothing is going to be off limits.
Okay, somebody said, booked concert tickets with someone I don't like. And now I have to go with them to it. Oh my God. Okay, so there is nothing worse. I mean, there's probably loads of things worse, but that is definitely a form of anxiety that I hate. You know, when you make plans with someone when you're like fucked and you wake up and think, oh, I don't want to do that. Whether if it's with like a guy or a girl, like a date vibes, like, or something sexual or just like something. And you wake up and just think, I'm not doing that. Like, I really, yeah, that's nothing I want to do. I don't know why I agreed. That's why I said earlier, like, it's not me. Like, when I'm drunk, it's not me. But I feel like saying, like, I'm sorry I'm drunk as an excuse is, I don't know, I never like to say that because I don't want people thinking, like, I've got issues. But I feel really sorry for you because a concert, that's, like, kind of intimate and, like, quite a big deal. And the fact that I'm assuming that you've paid for it too, like, okay, I kind of don't envy you right now. Oh my God, somebody said anxiety this morning after realizing I uploaded a video to my story of me and my friend in bed not realizing my dildo was in the background. Yep, I want a KMS. Oh my God, that's, do you know what? The only thing that I can say to like make you feel better about that is I did that once. I was really hungover. And, like, I had a bath. Like, I just was like, I need to, like, steam myself, have a bath. And, like, I posted a picture on my story of me in the bath, you know, just for the vibes. Not realizing the reflection in the tap was my massive tits. Just, yeah, me lying down in the bath, probably looking like a beached whale, like, and my tits were in the reflection. I like put my phone down on the side and then my phone like pinged a couple of times. Oh no, it's because I was watching something on my iPad while I was in the bath, and obviously like I get notifications on my iPad, and like my Instagram thing came down and someone had sent me a DM saying nice reflection, and I was thinking what. And then I looked and I saw it, and like so many of you guys had messaged me to be like, Rachel, your tits are in the tap. So that was immediately deleted as well. And luckily it had only been up for like 5 minutes, but that was 5 minutes too long. So I dread to know like how long your story was up for. And why was your dildo out after sleeping with your best friend in bed? Cheeky. To be fair, a lot of you are saying, not necessarily examples of like what you did, but just saying that like, you get major anxiety and, you know, every time you drink. So now you don't. Like this girl said, every single time, decided it was time to stop drinking and avoid the raging anxiety. It genuinely, feeling anxious and just like confused and can't remember, it's not worth it. Like, I really hate that feeling. Like, yeah, it is enough to get, it should be enough to stop me from drinking altogether. But somebody else said, ooh, knowing that I kissed a boy with a girlfriend, bro. There's like, is alcohol scientifically proven to make you horny? Because there's been like, I don't know what happens to me. Like when I drink, I think everyone wants to kiss me, or like, I just like say to them, like, I know you want to kiss me. It's like my phrase. I don't know why I say it. Literally saying it out loud just then. I want to be sick because why am I saying that? Obviously, Rachel, they don't all want to kiss you. Although that's a lie because actually a lot of them do. But like, I'll say it to anyone. So I kind of feel you on that one. And the same person said being too cozy with a friend's ex at a house. That's not it either. Like, why when you're drunk, can you just not think correctly? It's never an excuse for like a behavior like that, but it is like the reason. It's just it's crazy, like who discovered that alcohol made you drunk and just like lose your actual mind and self-respect? Like, I need to know who did that for the first time and how that went for them. Ooh, somebody said kind of beer fear. I slept with one of my boyfriend's friends before we were together. He still doesn't know, and his friend makes comments, whispers whenever we're on group nights out. Oh my God. I mean, if it was before you were together, like, it really actually doesn't have a lot to do with him. If anything, it should be up to his friend to be like, oh, actually, I don't know. I'm assuming you maybe agreed, like, we're just not going to mention it. But to keep making those comments, that would give me serious anxiety. Like, especially if you agree with someone, we're not going to tell anyone. And then, obviously, you know that you're not going to tell anyone. So when they make little comments like that, you just think, like, shut the fuck up. Like, we agreed to keep it a secret. I feel like secrets never stay secret. Like, someone eventually says something. 'Cause the only way for, like, nobody to find out about something that you've done is literally, like, not to tell anyone and only you be the only person that knows. And you know you're not going to tell anyone because, like, yeah, you just can't trust anyone these days. This is a good one. Somebody said, today, I woke up with mud on my hands after getting home from meeting a guy in a field at 5 a.m. Oh, my God. What were you doing in the field, eh? Why were your hands covered in mud? I mean, if like, there's nothing worse than there being like an actual physical reminder of what you've done. I mean, when it's on your phone and stuff, you can kind of like archive a chat, clear the chat, out of sight, out of mind. But waking up with mud on your hands, that would give me instant flashbacks. And yeah, the beer fear and anxiety around that would would be fucking real. I mean, this is a good take and kind of makes me feel a bit better. Somebody said, constantly in my early 20s, I would have anxiety, beer fear. But when you're 30 and now you just don't give a fuck and you learn to just ease up on yourself. And that's a good perspective to have. Like, I feel like maybe the older you get, the more you just own it. Like Lisa Rinna would say, own it. Own it. You know, just gotta, like, you did it, all right, everyone gets drunk sometimes, everyone does shit that they can't remember. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it, and maybe that's gonna reassure me that it's okay to drink again. But somebody else said, yesterday, because I kissed the DJ, kill me now, why do I flirt with everyone after one drink? This is what I'm saying, like, why do we just, is it the confidence thing, and, like, liquid confidence, but, like, I feel like you can be confident in different ways. Like, why does it always, like, I'm in total agreement with you. Like, I do the same. Why am I so flirty? Like, why do I want to kiss everyone? Like, just after, like, one fucking drink. Like, I need to calm down. Oh, my God. The next one is, I argued with my boyfriend's friends about sexism and woke up thinking he dumped me. But luckily, he didn't. Oh my God, I've done that so many times too. Like, arguments about stuff and you're just like, why the fuck was I doing that? I'm pretty sure I saw GK Barry say on TikTok, like, she had anxiety about the night before because she was talking to the taxi driver about racism on the way home. Like, they're totally, you know, relevant and important conversations, but, like, why do we think we're preachers when we're drunk as well? Like, I kind of love it. We're clearly, okay, we're all in the same boat and I am kind of living for it. Let's do a couple more. Somebody said last weekend, woke up in my ex's bed. I mean, I feel like that's a classic one, isn't it? Somebody else said on Friday, went to a work party the night before and blacked out, had to be brought home. I have so many friends that have done that. Like, it's always at their work parties when they're like, everyone just gets way too drunk. I think it's a nervous thing. When you've got like anxiety around a certain situation or just feel a bit nervous, you know, different crowd, you want to be chatty, like, you know, let's grab a drink. And before you know it, you've grabbed like 7 and you've drunk them all so quickly that before you know it, you're literally blackout with people that like aren't your friends. You work with them, so you're gonna have to face them again. Like, the anxiety I am suddenly feeling for you, like the secondhand anxiety, I feel really bad for you, but I know for a fact that that must be like such a common scenario. Somebody else said every Sunday, and usually because when it comes to wine, the limit does not exist. And I completely and utterly agree. Rosé, not so much anymore, but that did used to be my thing. But like with red wine, I could drink like gallons of red wine, which I'm not advertising or promoting. I'm just saying, like, I just am in my red wine era, and it makes me like such a funny, tired, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing drunk. I don't drink it on a night out though, because it makes my lips purple. But wine in general, rosé, if you want to have like a horny night out, like a bottle of rosé is the vibes. So yeah, when it comes to wine, I am also in agreement. The limit does not exist. Right, well, I hope that's made some of you feel a bit better. If you had a weekend like me, just gone, or recently, or, you know, just went to a work party or whatever, and had chronic beer fear and anxiety about what you'd done, I hope this makes you feel better, because that was me this weekend. And I am just sort of having a realization, like, maybe those nights out, like, maybe we should all, like, come together and just agree, like, maybe let's not do that anymore. But also, if we do that again, we know that we're not alone, because you guys have all been through it too, and reading what you guys have been through kind of makes me feel a little bit better. I also think that night, for me personally, it was necessary, in the sense of I needed to clearly vent about what was going on in my life and let the frustration out. Maybe the combination of drinking wasn't so good, because, you know, emotions heightened plus alcohol is never a good idea. But what's done is done. And I think that is the conclusion of this episode, is you can't take it back, all right? It happened. We've all been through it. It's a new week. It's a happy Monday. Let's try and tell ourselves it's a happy Monday. And let's be honest, it's going to be the same story next weekend, isn't it? I'm going to have the willpower. There's no need, okay? Like, I'm feeling good about the situation now, okay? Let's just draw a line under it. But I'm so excited for next week's episode. I'm hoping and praying that I do have this guest that I've got in mind, and we get the interview done, and you guys are really gonna love it. Next weekend, it's a next Monday, it's a Valentine's Day special. Whatever you guys are doing next week, I hope it's filled with love either way, for yourself, with somebody else, with your friends. I'm like suddenly like having a better view on Valentine's Day, because it's not all about couples. It's just about celebrating love in your life. Self-love, friends, family, whatever, you know, whatever love you have. Like, it's something to celebrate. But yeah, I love you guys. I feel better about this episode. And also let me know about the season 3 vibes, okay? Send me a message on the Rated R podcast on what you want it to be. Just interviews, a mix of both. You know, I always appreciate your guys' feedback. So yeah, have a great rest of the week, and let's not cheers to anxiety ever again. Bye guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.